Well, still doing what he wanted to do more than 40 years on is Luca Bloom, and he joins us now from his home in County Clare. How are you doing, Luca?
It's lovely to hear your voice. Hello, Ray. How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm keeping good. And that's it. Like, playing the guitar and singing songs was your dream job, your dream when you were a young lad, wasn't it?
I was thinking to myself recently, when I grow up, the thing I'd love to be is a dry robe influencer. I've become one of these fellas that puts on the dry robe and goes down to Lahinch and jumps in the sea, and I'm like a cross between a 10-year-old boy and King Lear running into the sea shouting my head off. It's beautiful.
Now, we better get it straight here. You take off the... You remove the dry robe before you get into the sea.
And remove then, the dry robe, jump into the sea. There's about three or four of us, and they're the only people I physically see during the day. We congregate for very briefly to get into the togs, and we race into the sea in Lahinch, and we come straight back out, straight into the dry robe. And that's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to become a dry robe influencer.
See, there's a dry robe war going on up here, because people in certain parts of Dublin and Wicklow feel that their beaches are being invaded by people who wear dry robes, and they're not too happy about it.
God help them.
I think it's a brilliant invention. It's a brilliant...
One of my favourite inventions of all time, because it means that when I come out of the ice-cold water into the ice-cold air, I can don the dry robe and I can have just a little chat with people before I head home.
Without chattering. chattering as opposed to chatting, so you can chat as opposed to chatter. Yeah. Listen, congratulations on the album. Did I read it correctly? Is this the third album you've recorded in lockdown? Is that
The lockdown trilogy. one of the three albums was an intentional album. The one in it was called Bittersweet Crimson. I actually was speaking to you last year about that when that came out in the middle of last year. That was the only intended album for the last year. But prior to that, actually, there was a live gig I did in Antwerp that was recorded without my knowledge by the crew I was working with. And we got such a lovely feeling from it that we released that in February last year. Mm-hmm. And then Bittersweet Crimson was done in Windmill Lane with some beautiful musicians. And that came out in the middle of the year. But as the year was progressing, I realized there was something happening to me, and it was COVID-related, and it resulted in this album, Out of the Blue.
Right. And what was happening to you?
Well, a lot, as was happening to the world. This time last year, I did my last gigs just over this time last year. My last sort of gig away from home would have been a festival in Geneva on the 7th of February 2020. And I haven't really done any of my own solo gigs since. And when I realized this time last year that I was losing all my year's work and four tours that were booked, that I kind of went into a little period of mourning. And then I said to myself around about May or June, what am I going to do about this? And I decided the first thing I needed to do was to let go of the hope that the gigs would return, and just because that was kind of doing my head in. You know, it's like, it's a bit like a Kildare football fan, it's the hope that kills you.
But it's sort of counterintuitive, isn't it? Well, it's definitely bucking the trend, because everybody's telling us to have hope and we'll get out the other side. But you decided to give up on hope.
Well, I decided to give up on hope on a very specific area, which was specifically the gigs. That doesn't mean that I give up hope on life or other forms of creativity. Yeah. Because the next question is, okay, if you're going to let go of this need to be out doing gigs, which I had to let go of, because, you know, it was every, I'd be sitting at home practicing my songs with no idea when I was going to get to perform them. Mm. So I thought, well, let's take a different approach. Let's respond to this differently. And my friend and guitar hero, Steve Cooney, had just released his beautiful album of old Irish harp tunes. And I learned one of them. I spent weeks and weeks sitting at home with the guitar, learning this tune called Bridget Cruise. And something about the process of learning that was calming my mind, helping me to begin to accept this stillness where, you know, we're not being allowed to run around, fly around, drive around, do the gigs, etc., and to channel that energy into playing the guitar in a way that was kind of healing for me. And so I learned another one, and then I learned another one, and then I learned a Pat O'Riordan tune, and then I learned an Earl O'Leonard song, and then I began to write my own pieces. And I found the process very healing for me. And then eventually it came to my mind, well, maybe if this is so healing for me, maybe it might be healing for others. So I invited individuals, just one at a time, over a period of months, just the odd person to come and sit the opposite end of the room and hear these tunes, and everybody was kind of encouraging me to go forward with it, and here we are with the result out of the blue.
Beautiful album, Luca.
Oh, thank you.
No, I listened to it this morning, and it's really beautiful. I know about the song. You're going to tell us about it now. But even not knowing, it's laden down with emotion in a good way. So tell us about it. I Hear You is the name of it.
This track is called I Hear You. It's even hearing it on the radio. It's my first time to hear it on the radio. It's kind of an emotional thing for me, because I remember exactly what I was feeling when I wrote this. It was during last year at the height of COVID, and in the middle of last year I lost two very good friends. Art O'Brien was a really good friend of mine, a beautiful, beautiful man who many people in Ireland knew and loved, and I was one of the many people who knew and loved him. And my dear friend from my hometown, Newbridge, County Kildare, John White, both taken from us. John and I became really close friends over a 20-year period, and neither of these friends were taken by COVID, but the end of their lives was completely dominated by COVID because of the difficulties of visiting and connecting with them. And I found myself playing this piece of music and writing this piece of music, and I realized that I was feeling something that was throughout the whole country probably, and still is, this sense of loss and the strange way that people have had to say farewell to people that they love, and the disconnection between loved ones, people who shared whole lives together, and then suddenly at this unbelievably vital moment in their lives, the end of a loved one's life, and the person losing the loved one, that they are removed from each other. And when I was playing this piece of music, as I was writing it, I knew I wanted to try and find a way without words to articulate an emotion through music that just said, I hear you, I hear what you're going through, I feel. And even hearing it now, the start of it there during this interview, I could feel myself kind of welling up with a bit of emotion, because every time I hear this, I revisit exactly how I felt when I was writing it.
You play a little bit more of it now. Here we go. I'll go to bed now. It's very calming. It's very calming. So you're not singing on any of the songs here. It's all instrumental. Was there a reason for that? It's a courageous thing to do. Well, not a courageous thing, but you know, it's something you haven't done before.
It felt like a courageous thing to do because I knew I was moving into a lane very occupied by seriously gifted musicians, such as my friend Steve Cooney and Donna Hennessy and, you know, Artie McGlynn, and so many amazing guitar players who I'd regard as heroes of mine. And I'd never considered doing an instrumental album before, but I kind of felt a bit speechless last year. I didn't really have any inclination to sing or write songs at all. I haven't written a song in over a year, nor felt the urge to. And I began to realize during the course of the last year that, as well as being an instrument to accompany my songs, that the guitar itself has been an instrument of comfort for me all through my life. And it was just lovely to just be here and with this gorgeous guitar that George Loudon made for me, and just play really simple melodies and feel that sense of ease coming over me. And the response I've gotten to this album is kind of amazing, particularly that tune, actually, that particular tune. And it is kind of relaxing, and it is comforting, I hope. Yeah. That was its intention.
Yeah. I can't believe you're hitting pension age this year, Luca.
Yeah, well, it comes to all of us. It comes to all of us eventually, Ray. If we keep jumping in the sea and or cycling or running, as I know you like to get up on the bike, and as I do myself, and the pension eventually comes around, and I'm really looking forward on the 23rd of May to receiving eventually my first pension on the island of Ireland.
Right, because you know, like you were brought up in Newbridge. I'm reading here that, you know, this album in a way has brought you back to your bedroom in Newbridge when you were a teenager, playing the guitar over and over again, trying to perfect it. And it just, like, that. Those, you know, whatever, more than 50 years now. Where have they gone?
Where have they gone? And most of what the COVID thing has brought us is pain and suffering and loneliness and separation. But one of the things that it has given us is time.
Yeah.
And I've had the time in the last year here in Clare to reflect on those beautiful times back in Kildare, during the day I'd be cycling around the Curra, and during the evening time I'd be sitting up in the bedroom with the guitar with no audience or no idea that there ever would be an audience, and just enjoying the pure pleasure of just being with the music. Mm. And that's something that's come back to me very, very powerfully in the last year, and I'm really grateful for that.
Kerfunkton Jig.
Yeah, written by Hammy Hamilton and recorded so beautifully by Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill on an album called Lonesome Touch, which would have been one of my top 10 favourite all-time albums by anybody, anywhere. And it was kind of terrifying for me to tackle some of these tunes that I dived into last year, because they were created by some of my heroes.
Yeah. You don't like people asking you when you're going to gig again, so I won't ask you that.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, people sort of look at you and sort of go, when do you see yourself back gigging? And I just kind of look at them like, you know, I mean, who knows? None of us knows. And So I probably spoke a bit too heavily by saying about giving up hope. It's not really about giving up hope. It's just about letting go of expectation for now.
I get it completely. I get it completely, you know. And that makes it easier then, you know.
It makes it easier because it brings you right into the now.
Yeah.
Right into this present moment. Make the most of it and try and find... even the thing of jumping in the sea, I'd never done that before in my life in wintertime. It never even crossed my mind. But I sort of thought, well, how am I going to get through this if I can't go anywhere? Just do some different things, you know. Just play your guitar in a way you never played it before. Jump in the sea.
Yeah.
I invested in an exercise bike and a rowing machine before the Christmas, and I'm up on that every day. Right. And it's hilarious, like, but it's just trying to find ways to respond to something that's very challenging without going down the rabbit hole of negativity.
Yeah. Are you on social media? Or
No. Not in that regard.
No. Are you reading, or what else are you doing as well as playing the guitar?
One of the interesting things that's happened to me with COVID is that I find my concentration's not what it was. I find my concentration is... I start to read, and sometimes by the time I've gotten to the end of a page, I've kind of forgotten what the previous page was. So my reading has definitely deteriorated somewhat in the last year. Like a lot of people, I've dived into Netflix, and I'm walking a lot more. I'm starting to cycle a bit now. And when you live in a place, as I am very privileged to live in, within a 5K radius, there's plenty to do.
Right. Are you within 5K of the Cliffs of Moher?
I'm 5K from the Cliffs of Moher. I'm 5K from Lahinch.
Wow.
It's in that regard.
You're a lucky man.
I am blessed. I'm absolutely blessed, and I count my blessings every single day and appreciate it every single day. And, you know, the only thing I have to complain about is the people I miss that I can't see.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I've no complaints.
Out of the Blue is the new album by Luca Bloom, and that's the title track playing in the background there. Where do you get a decent dry robe, Luca, for someone's birthday?
Ben's. Down in Lahinch there on the prom. You can get them on the prom in Lahinch. I don't know if they're open at the moment to get them, but the decent dry robe is definitely to be had.
You can get them online as well. I got one for Jenny for Christmas. It's still hanging up in the back of the bathroom door. I listened to Luke in the car recently driving inside my 5K. Put me in great form. So there you go.
Can I be so bold as to suggest how people can get it?
Yes, coach, definitely do it. Go for it.
From my sister, Anne Rin, who has been running my website for me and with me for over 20 years at www.lucabloom.com. You can either download it or she, my sister Anne Rin, will happily post you a CD. And there you go. And thank you, Ray. You're so kind.
No, and just final thing, my daughter, Kate, who's 14, walked into the room this morning when I was listening to it. And she said, "What's that? It's really nice. It's really lovely. It reminds me of Spain," she said.
Lovely. Thank you, Kate.
So, and then I pictured you in a nice little bistro by the beach in the corner playing your lovely guitar. You know,
that'd be Joe's in Lahinch.
That'd be Joe's in Lahinch. Luca, mind yourself. Great talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, sir. And thank you so much, Ray.
Okay. See you, Luca. Bye.
God bless you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.